Chapter 10, The Open Road, Part 3. Lunch was wonderful, as everything at Toad Hall always was. During the meal, Toad spoke to Mole. He played inexperienced Mole like one would play a harp. He described what would happen on a trip and the joys of the open road in a glowing way. Mole could hardly sit still in his chair because he was so excited. In the end, Rat allowed Toad and Mole to change his mind. He could not disappoint his friends, so after lunch, they loaded up the wagon and set off. It was a golden afternoon. The smell of the dust they kicked up was rich and satisfying. Out of thick orchards on either side the road, birds whistled to them cheerily. Travelers called out good day, or stop to say nice things about the beautiful wagon. "Ah," said Toad, kicking out his legs, "this is the real life for a gentleman." They had a pleasant journey along the narrow roads. It was not until the afternoon that they reached the highway. There, disaster sprang out on them. They were strolling along the highway when they saw a small cloud of dust. It seemed to be coming at them fast. From out the dust, they heard a faint toot-toot that sounded like an animal in pain. They turned to continue talking, but in an instant, everything changed. With a blast of wind and a whirl of sound that made them jump for the nearest ditch, it was on them. The horn of the motor car rang out, "Toot-toot!" They had a quick look at an interior of glittering glass and leather. Then, the magnificent motor car flung a cloud of dust that blinded them and dwindled to a speck in the distance. The old gray horse and the wagon lurched forward. Then there was an awful crash. The yellow-colored wagon, their beautiful wagon, fell over onto its side in the ditch. Rat danced up and down in the road. "You villains!" he shouted, shaking both fists. "You scoundrels! You road hogs! I'll call the police on you! I'll report you!"